This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon. It's the 22nd day of February. Pick up those tickets. Do it right now for the all-day ag outlook. Less than 2 weeks away now. WILLAG.org or 800-898-1065. Let's talk about the weather forecast. Drew Lerner is here. He's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Boy, it'll get much better than this day in Champaign-Urbana on the 22nd. Second day of February. Something like 71 or 2 for the high this afternoon is predicted. Are we going to get colder sometime soon?
We are going to cool down. It does look as though as we progress through this next 7 to 10 days, so it will be a succession of three storm systems. Each one will progressively shift further to the south relative to the previous event, and so everybody will get precipitation at one time or another, and as each system passes, there will be a cooling process. So everybody in the Midwest, the Delta, and the southeastern states, even the plains, will all see a cooling trend take place. So enjoy the warmth while we've got it. It won't be this warm again for a while. I'm certainly not going to say it's not going to happen again for a long period of time, but we certainly are spoiled at the moment, and we are going to fall back into a little bit more mid to late winter type weather for a while.
And this warm-up has created some buzz in the agricultural world. What are the things that concern you most, if anything, about this type of warm-up at this time of year?
Well, you know, I think the thing that concerns me most is the rumors, because, you know, it's one thing to have a period of unusual warmth, but, you know, if the wrong person gets a hold of that information, all of a sudden we hear drought talk or things that are really not quite clear-cut yet, and I think we have to be really careful not to get caught up into too many long-range outlooks based on a short-term period of warmer-than-usual weather. But with that said, I am concerned at the moment about some moisture deficits that are present at the moment in central and southern Illinois, parts of southwestern Indiana, Missouri, and down into the northern parts of the Delta. This area is targeted to pick up on precipitation as we move forward through this next 10-day period. In fact, I think in the month of March, there will be additional moisture. So worries about that big area of 90-day moisture deficits should go away. In the meantime, we're going to have quite a snowstorm occurring here over the next 2 to 3 days. It'll start really tomorrow and ends on Saturday morning, but it will produce an impressive amount of snow from southern South Dakota and northern Nebraska to Wisconsin. We'll look for anywhere from 3 to 9 inches in general. There'll be some 10 to 15-inch amounts. Some of the model data suggests over 20 inches may occur in northwestern Iowa, for gosh sakes. So that's all coming from the first storm system. Last thing to worry about in the U.S. is soil temperatures and winter wheat development. Obviously, this very warm weather has pulled a lot of crop out of dormancy. The cold air that's coming down over the next week and a half or so is not expected to be cold enough to cause permanent damage across any of the winter wheat producing areas in the U.S. So that's good news.
Any worries in the southern hemisphere?
Probably the biggest issue there is the fact that it's still raining fairly often in parts of southern Argentina. Their sunseed crop is being harvested or should be harvested at this time of the year, but it's waiting for dry weather, and it's raining so much that the quality of that crop is in decline, and we'll continue to see that. Sunseed, of course, is very sensitive to too much moisture at maturation time. Outside of that, soybeans and corn, I think we'll see a little bit of an improvement in Argentina. It's going to be very hot for this time of the year over this next full week across Argentina. And Brazil still looks like a good balance of rain and sunshine for the next 10 days, further helping out this big crop that we've got there.
Drew, thanks so much.
Have a great day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Helps us wrap up this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report for the 22nd day of February. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.